We're going to turn in our Bibles to the Psalm 115. Psalm 115. And we're going to read this psalm together. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath been given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. God will bless his precious holy word to our hearts in Jesus' name. Let us all stand for prayer. I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God. He undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. You may be seated. Turn with me to Psalm 115. Two verses in this psalm. Verse 15, ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And verse 18, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. When I was a young boy of 8 years of age, a great preacher came to Ballymena to occupy my father's pulpit. His name was Captain Reginald Wallace. He was for many years an officer in the British Army. He was decorated for gallantry in World War II. And then he became the General Secretary of the City of Dublin YMCA, which was a real power in Dublin in those days. They had a gospel service on a Sunday night. I had years afterwards the joy of preaching at that service, and they never had less than 1,000 people in attendance at that service. That great work, of course, has come to nothing with the change of character of the Irish Republic. Captain Reginald Wallace was a great leader of singing. He could really make people sing. He was a great songster. We sang the hymn, "Count Your Blessings," this morning. And I remember Captain Wallace teaching us a new chorus to that particular hymn. "Count your blessings, name them two by two. Count your blessings, name them four by four. Count your blessings, name them score by score, and it will surprise you, for there's millions more." And the blessings of God comes in the millions package. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. That chorus has never left me. Neither has the memory of that great man, Captain Reginald Wallace. He wrote a number of books. One was A New Boy for young Christian people, The New Girl for young Christian girls, and The New Man for older people. And over 70 years ago, he gave me this copy. I still have it. You didn't know I was such a good bookkeeper, but I am. And there's his copy, and he is on that copy, Ian Richard Kyle Paisley, with love and all good wishes, Captain Reginald Wallace. This book has a foreword by one of the Churchills, Lieutenant Colonel Seton Churchill, who also was a great man of God. I have always coveted that book, and I have always thought upon that book, and I think perhaps we should get these books reprinted, for that's an ideal book to set into any young person's hand after they are converted. The Old and New Testaments have many, many things to say about the blessings of God. Ephesians 1 and verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ." Blessings abundant. Blessings superabundant. Blessings innumerable. Blessings uncountable. Blessings inexplicable. Blessings inexhaustible. And blessings eternal. And they are all, every one, for me and for you, if you're a child of God. morning, I want you to notice there is a word here about the Lord blessing us. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And then in return, we bless the Lord, and we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. God blesses us with gifts. We bless God with our praises for those gifts. There are five great truths in what the Bible has to say about blessing. And you will notice we have in these texts, first of all, the distinguished people with the emphasis on the word ye. Ye are blessed. What a distinction. The distinguished people. Who are they? We have both inclusiveness and exclusiveness. Our whole distinguishing is not in ourselves. It's not in anything we are or have been or ever will be. But we're distinguished by the free grace of God alone. God has done something for us. He has chosen us in Christ. When? The day we were converted. No. He has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Your name was in the Lord's heart before the foundation of the world. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We read in John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 13, we are not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but we're born of God. It's not blood. Human blood is powerless. It's not the will of the flesh. Human flesh is impotent. It is not the will of man. The human will is useless. But it is of God. How can we feel if God blesses us? We're a distinguished people. Notice the characteristic of the souls in this emphasis in verse 13. He will bless them that fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We may be very small by the world's measuring rule. We may not be worth measuring, but it only matters if we have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Saved by grace alone. This is all my plea. Jesus died for sinful men, but Jesus died for me. Notice, secondly, the distinguished privilege. It's not only the distinguished people, there's a distinguished privilege. We are blessed. The privilege of God's blessings has a very special characteristics. It is especially founded on the relationship there is between God and His people. It is a family relationship. We are God's children. It is essentially the Father's blessing. A human father's curse can destroy a man, but a human father's blessing can exalt a man. A mother's blessing can make a man, but a mother's curse can destroy the son of her womb. But the Father in heaven's blessing, what a blessing is that? You know what we read in the book? It maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow. You never become a bankrupt when God makes you rich. You're rich forever. Do you remember Joseph? I love to read about Joseph, one of the greatest characters of the Bible. And at the end, when his old father Jacob was dying, what did he say to Joseph? He said to Joseph, even by the God of thy father, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. What a blessing is that? It's not just the Father's blessing, but it's the Creator's blessing. Listen to these words. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The maker of heaven and earth has blessed us. How could we feel? Nothing can win against the man that God blesses. You could as soon stop the Niagara Falls with a teaspoon as stop the man that God blesses. And God said one day to me, I'm going to bless you. And I can stand here at the end of 60 years and I can say, God kept his word. He blessed me. Man said to me one day, what's the secret? The secret is God's blessing. God can take up the tiniest toad out of the muck and can so change that life that that life shall be a blessing to everyone who comes in contact with it. Hell can never burn the man whom God has blessed. Thank God we'll never be in hell, for we're saved for heaven and God's eternity. It's also the only wise one's blessing. He knows exactly what's good for us. He knows that we are dust. The election of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let the ungodly race advance and boast of all their store. The Lord is my inheritance. My soul could wish no more. But notice in my text, thirdly, the distinguished position, the blessed of the Lord. Note carefully, it declares, the Lord will bless you. Then it says, ye are blessed of the Lord. Now there is the certainty of blessings in the future. And here we have the reference to the unchanging position, the unalterable position of the saints of God. Ye are blessed of the Lord. I love reading that book of Ruth, where Boaz came from Bethlehem and he spoke to the reapers and they didn't produce their trade union cards and say, we want more money. No, you know what they said? The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you. It's the blessing of God that means everything. This is the distinguished position of the state of blessing. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. David in 1 Chronicles 17:27 said, now therefore let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee forever, for thou blessest what thou blessest, O Lord, it shall be blessed forever. Do you ever notice in reading the first chapter of Genesis that in the fifth day God blessed the fishes of the sea? When God blesses you, the blessing's never taken back. In the days of the flood, all the other animals but those in the ark were lost. But the fish that had been blessed didn't lose their blessing. They got a bigger swimming pool. They started swimming and they couldn't find the border of the great sea, for everything was a sea. Why? Because God never takes away His blessing. If God blesses you, you're blessed forever. Dear, tormented, tempted child of God, don't worry about your salvation, because it's in the hands of Christ. And the devil will never get the better of Jesus Christ. He's a defeated foe. He is a broken-headed adversary. The Lord gave him a sore head at Calvary, and he has a broken head, hallelujah, forever. Put your boot in the devil's head, shout hallelujah, and go on your way rejoicing. I do that every morning. I put my boot on the devil's head, and I said, I don't care what's in the papers, or what's in the radio, or what's on the television, I'm blessed of God. You're more than a match for hell when God blesses you. But notice, this is distinguished power. It's the Lord who made heaven and earth that blesses us. This is thy will, that in thy love we ever should abide. And lo, we earth and hell defy to make thy counsel void. Not one of all the chosen race, but shall to heaven attain, partake on earth the purposed grace, and then with Jesus reign. Enjoy this blessing, for it is given by the oath of God. Grip the blessing of God. Make absolute certainty yours. Men today would shift the foundation of God. But blessed be God, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His. The fashionable quibbling of so-called scholars is nothing better but a rotten black lie of hell. The Christian can stand up in the storm, no matter how fierce it is, if he's a true Christian. Mr. Fairweather Professor is really the offspring of Jezebel. But the man of God that was blessed, Elijah, can stand up to all Jezebel's prophets on Mount Carmel and win the day. The true faith shall never overthrow. The Lord's truth can never capitulate to hell nor make a peace covenant with the serpent of the pit. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But lastly, please notice, this is a distinguished promise. From this time forth and forever, praise ye the Lord. My God, I'll praise thee as I live, and praise thee as I die, and praise thee when I arise again, and praise thee for all eternity. I'm looking forward to the day when I join the hosts in heaven to praise the Lord forever. Look at the last words of this psalm. Praise the Lord. That word Lord there is a special form of the Hebrew word Jehovah. It is the word Jah. It is Jehovah as the one who began our salvation and the one who's going to end it. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. So sang Moses when he had crossed the Red Sea. That word, Jah, in the Hebrew Bible occurs 49 times. 49 times is the perfect number 7 multiplied by the perfect number 7. 7 is 49. That's perfection completed. You can't get anything more perfect than that. The distinguished promise is that he will bless us with perfection. Remember the distinguished people. Make sure you're one of them. Remember the distinguished privilege. Make sure you have received it. Remember the distinguished position. Take your stand with the people of God. Remember the distinguished power that holds you is the same power that keeps every star, and there's millions and billions of stars, every star in its right position. And remember the distinguished promise. We are called to go forth and bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. May God bless this short word to your hearts today, as it has blessed me in preparing it.